This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. Glad you're joining us on this Sunday morning. I'm Jason Laidler here with the world-famous Ted Walishin. Good morning, Mr. Walishin. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, and good morning to one and all, and welcome to this, the final week of November.
Wow.
And think about it this way. In 1 month from now, people will be lining up at retail outlets right across this nation in anticipation, I should say, of Boxing Day specials.
Buying new TVs. Everyone's buying new TVs.
Exactly. What's interesting is and if you want to buy a TV, if you can't get a deal on Boxing Day, wait until the week of Super Bowl, because they all go on sale that week.
Do they?
As well. Oh, big time. There's huge ads for TVs.
Because
everybody wants the big game on the big screen, right?
No, the big game was last week, Ted. It's called the Grey Cup, and it was in Canada, in Hamilton, a week ago. And it was an amazing, amazing game.
It was, but statistically, you're wrong. Anyway, the interesting thing is that it seems that we have adopted Black Friday as our shopping day, and it's overcome the amount of number of people who shop on Boxing Day.
I've heard that.
And when you think about it, it makes more sense because you go Black Friday, which was this past Friday, I guess, you're buying for this year's Christmas.
Yeah.
As opposed to buying on December 26th for next year's Christmas.
Yeah, I guess. Or just buying for yourself. Getting the present. You're getting all the stuff you wanted to see under the tree that you didn't see, so you're getting it on Boxing Day.
Yeah. True enough. And interestingly enough, I mean, here in Canada, the 26th is a statutory holiday. In the States, it's not. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
It is not a statutory holiday. So you think about it, all the pressure building up for Christmas, you know, inviting the family and friends over and getting Christmas dinner and everything prepared. And then the next day you wake up and you've got this whole mess in your house and you got to go to work.
Come on. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It is not a holiday for them.
Christmas is the 25th this year, by the way.
Christmas is the 25th.
Yeah.
It always is.
It was a joke. I guess you didn't think it was that funny, I guess, Ted?
I'm still processing it.
You're still okay, you think about it for a minute. We've got a big show happening this week. As usual, Ted, let me tell you what's going on. A couple different things, because we have a live in-studio guest, a repeat guest. I'm excited. Carrie Armstrong is here joining us again from Del Manor Residence, Community Residences. She's been on the show before. Boy, I'd be guessing, I should have checked the notes, but it's probably a year and a half, maybe around that time since she was here last or more. And she's got an update. Del Manor Estates Communities are one of the companies that provide living, alternative living for seniors, right? And is that connected to probate? Of course it is, because oftentimes people are selling their brick-and-mortar home and deciding to make a lifestyle change, right? They're downsizing and they're moving in to retirement living. Let's call it that. She might call it something else, but we'll find out later on. And of course, Debbie Stanley's here, Ted, right, for a weekly update.
And Jerome Trail from the Mortgage Trail. The broker is in. We're going to talk about one of the things I'm going to talk about at the beginning and at the outset of our conversation is the fact that rate of inflation, as announced last week, dropped to 3.1%. And how is this going to affect your mortgage or any loans that you may have? Hopefully Jerome will have the answer for that.
Yeah, I mean, 3.1, it's less than half of what it was not that long ago, right? It wasn't it 7-something maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago?
Yeah. Now, if you look at that, the price of food is still up 5%, and the price of heating or whatever it is, it's whatever factors they use to determine what the rate of inflation is, it doesn't necessarily include food, I guess.
Okay.
Because if you take food out separately, it's more.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Well, let's wrap that up there then in this opening segment, because we got so much to talk about in the rest of the hour. It is the Avoid Probate Show. We are going to talk about probate stuff, and you know, avoiding probate, of course, is really what we want to talk about and tell listeners that it is possible to avoid probate. That's why we're here every Sunday morning. So with that, Ted, I think we'll go to our first break and we'll come right back with our weekly update from Debbie Stanley with, what'd you say it was? Avoiding, no, so I always get it wrong. Solving the probate puzzle, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
We'll be right back after this quick break.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Hi there, this is Jason Laidler from the Avoid Probate Show, and I'm pleased to say I'm having a quick conversation to introduce my friend Paul Portman from Portman Law, who is a regular contributor to the Avoid Probate Show. He's one of the lawyers on the team at avoidprobate.ca. Paul, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So you're one of the lawyers on the team because you have an expertise in law, specifically in what part?
So I specialize in estate law, litigation, and bear trusts. I do quite a bit of work in that area.
And I'm glad you mentioned bear trusts, because we often talk on the Avoid Probate Show about how a bear trust can help avoid the probate on property, correct?
That's right.
And it's widely misunderstood, but it's something that you're able to help our listeners figure out and avoid the probate on their house, cottage, commercial property, whatever it might be, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And how does it work? Like, in a nutshell, the way the bear trust is set up, tell us real quick.
Yeah, so a bear trust, in a lot of ways, is like any other trust agreement. The major difference between a regular trust agreement and a bear trust is that the bear trustee doesn't really have any powers in relation to the trust. They can't really do anything other than what's explicitly in the bear trust agreement. And the bear trust agreement doesn't say anything other than they're holding legal title.
So really, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't create a tax event. It just simply avoids the probate nightmare.
That's correct.
Okay, and if listeners want to contact you directly, I mean, they can always reach you through us at avoidprobate.ca, but if they want to contact you directly, the best way to reach you is what?
They can contact me by email at paul@portmanlaw.ca. That's PORTMANLAW.ca. Or they can contact me by telephone at 647-527-5878.
And it doesn't have to be a bear trust question in particular, any estate question, you can help them out, correct?
That's right.
All right, well, thanks for being here today. And I know you've been a guest on the show in the past, and hopefully you'll be a guest in the future, and we will continue to work together to help all the listeners at AM 740 Zoomer Radio who have any estate planning questions. They can call Jason Laidler or they can call Paul Portman directly.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Hey, welcome back once again. We remind you that if you'd like to contact us, you can do so via email. Our address is info@avoidprobate.ca. That's info@avoidprobate.ca. Or you can call toll free. The number is 1-844-667-7628. 1-844-667-7628. Jason.
Yeah, well, this is the segment where we talk to Debbie Stanley every week for an update with regard to the Roxy Move file that she's been working on for, hold on, week 25, according to my notes, Debbie. That sound about right?
Wow, 25 weeks already.
25 weeks already. Plus a couple, I would say. We didn't start right at the beginning in this case. I can't remember why, but you were 1 or maybe 2 or 3 weeks into it before we started the file on the show here. But anyway, we're 25 weeks plus into Roxy Moo's probate situation. What have you got?
Solving the probate puzzle is the name of the segment. So, as you can see, even when you've got a professional person working as your executor, you're already more than halfway through the year.
Yeah,
and nothing's been solved in terms of
some progress has been Yeah, there's been
some progress has been made, but I mean, it's not over, is what I'm saying, and it's taken a half a year already.
Let's hear what Debbie's got for an update.
Yeah, Ted put it perfectly. It's not over yet, right? And even though maybe we had probate, in this particular case, we received probate. I was rather pleased with how quickly we received it. However, it's not over yet. And it's important to note that estates can take a long time, and probate is just one part of the estate's administration, which can be deceiving for executors and beneficiaries. Let's put it into perspective. We're on week 25, and the beneficiaries of a relatively easy estate haven't received a single penny yet.
Wow, that's a good point.
Yeah, and there were ways that this could have been avoided. Maybe not all of it. I think, you know, it's important to note, while you can avoid probate on certain things, not necessarily everything, depending on certain situations, right, Jason?
Absolutely.
But how much money have they paid out already, though? I mean, they haven't received anything, but they've paid out, right?
The beneficiaries haven't paid anything out. If you remember earlier on, it was the Bank of Debbie Stanley that was fronting the
cost of
this
estate. Okay, but what I'm saying is monies have been forwarded.
Oh, yes,
and not received.
But of course, the Minister of Finance and the condo fees and everybody else, but the beneficiaries, has received their monies.
Right.
Now, it's important that we talk about why that is. And one of the main pieces was that non-registered investment account, right, Jason?
That's right. Because there was no beneficiary on the non-registered account.
Right, because you can't have one on the non-registered account. And at the time, it wasn't discussed about a segregated fund. And Jason, do you want to remind listeners on what that...
Yeah, sorry, thank you. So Debbie's right when she says, of course, you can't have a beneficiary on a non-registered account. But what she should have added to the rest of that sentence was, if the money's at the bank, right? The solution at avoidprobate.ca, the solution is we do the transfer of the money, call it the bank money. I know it's not always at the bank, but let's just pretend it's at the bank because that's usually where it is. Credit union, other financial institution, whatever. We move the money from the bank to an insurance company, reinvest it, apples to apples, but now we put beneficiaries on it. It's that simple. It's really that simple. That's how we avoid probate on the nest egg. We call it the nest egg. That's how we avoid. And they had these kids, I know they're adult children, right, Debbie? They're 60, in their 60s or something. I'm not sure. And so had mom's children been named as beneficiaries on this money, they would have had their money in their pocket. I say we're in week 25. I'll say they would have had their money in their pocket 22 weeks ago, right? And they still don't. It's a big difference. And it could be, well, we don't know how many more weeks yet before they have their money.
Yeah.
That's very true, because we still are yet to liquidate that non-registered account. We're still working on that, and that's what my update was last week. We've sent in paperwork again. We've talked to the advisor, who has told us everything is in the estate department for approval. They're reviewing all the paperwork, which is funny to me because it's, you know, a certificate of appointment, which is probate. It's a letter of direction, death certificate. I'm not sure what more we need and what exactly it's doing in the estate department, but it's been there since early October.
Wow. I would love for you to be able to say where this paperwork is being processed. Obviously, we can't say names. I don't think that's a good idea.
And I was going to, I'm sorry to interject, Jason. Yeah. I was just going to say that Debbie asked Debbie if she would even bother predicting when this thing would be over. But of course, you can't do that because too much of it is out of your own hands.
It's completely out of my own hands, besides me constantly reaching out and saying, hey, where are we? Where are we? And I understand it's out of the particular advisor's hands, too. When things go to the estate department at a financial institution, it tends to enter a black hole, if you will. Yeah. And you're kind of at the mercy of what's happening there. Maybe the person is on holidays, whose desk it's sitting on. Either way, this money has been sort of stuck. I mean, to put it into perspective, I have sold a condo. I have dealt with an online bank. I have sold all the contents, and I'm stuck now on this non-registered account. So it always amazes me what I get stuck on, because every estate's different, and every time, there's one hiccup or two hiccups that you just cannot perceive coming.
And it's worth pointing out, let's not forget, there's a cost here as well. We talk about the cost of probate, and I often, you know, try to explain, never mind the 1.5%, there are other indirect costs that I think are much greater concern. And here, this money's tied up. It's not in the market right now. If it's going to be tied up for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, there's a potential loss of investment returns. You know, if the stock market rallies tomorrow, just saying in theory, and you know, it's a 5% bump on the indices, that, depending on the amount of money we're talking about, that could be $5,000, $20,000, or whatever the number is of missed growth because the money's tied up in administration because it didn't avoid probate.
The other thing I want to point out is that we're nearing the end of the year. So now I'm starting to keep my eye on taxes. And is this going to roll me into yet another year of tax returns?
Right.
Now, of course, it's all based off timing of the death and whatnot, but I'd like to have things a bit cleaner. Yeah. And if I could liquidate this account before the end of the year.
Oh, come on.
It would make the...
There's weeks left in the year. It can't take another 3 weeks to take care of this. I'll be shocked. Well, let us know.
But... let's see, right? And that's now what I've got my eye on is, Okay, the end of the year is coming. Where are we at?
Yeah, good point. All right, let's move on here. Debbie, how can the listeners reach you if they want more information about your services?
They can reach us on our website, which is www.etpcanada.ca. Our phone number is 866-309-0387. Our email is info@etpcanada.ca. And if you're looking for some last-minute Christmas shopping gifts, You can always find our Executor Ready course, Learn About Being an Executor.
Yeah. You just read my mind. I was just about to say, Debbie, very subtly, Christmas shopping is in the minds of many right now. And what would you suggest? And you just did.
Wow. Well, yours was way better.
So
there is executorready.ca, endorsed by Ted.
Indeed.
Yeah, for free.
Good stuff.
Speaking of
you
Christmas.
Enjoy your week.
Thanks, Debbie.
And we will talk to you next week.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.
All right. We'll step aside and come back with more. Stay with us.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
It's time to gear up for fall with cool weather fashions from the very cool Kensington Market. Hey, it's Ted Wallace in for Tom's Place, where you're invited to check out the latest fall fashions that have just arrived. And since it is Tom's Place, even the new arrivals are on sale. Fall colors, new patterns, fresh designs, designer slim fit suits sold elsewhere for as much as $600 start at only $179 at Tom's Place. Check out Tom's fabulous collection of S. Cohen and other designer suits. Regular, $3 for $1,200, slashed for radio listeners to $1,100. Pick out a couple of sports jackets. Selected sports jackets are now 50% off, plus selected dress and casual pants, 50% off. Play it cool at Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin Street in the heart of Kensington Market. Tom's Place will suit you.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Hey, don't forget, we invite you to join us on our website as you join us here on our radio program or our podcast, in which case. It's info@avoidprobate.ca to send an email, but to go to our website, it's www.avoidprobate.ca. There, you will find a free probate calculator. You can play with it and see roughly how much probate might be payable on your estate or your family's estate. And there's also a button that says Listen to the Show, which allows you to listen to the show, either this week's show or any of the programs that we have recorded over these past two or so years. So again, www.avoidprobate.ca. That's what that is. So what this is called The Broker Is In, a segment where we reintroduce you to our friend Jerome Trail from The Mortgage Trail. Jerome, good to see you again. How are you?
Nice to, I'm great. Thanks, Ted. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Jerome. And Colin Gies is here as well to be part of the conversation. Good
morning, Jerome.
Hey, Colin.
Good news for a lot of people, I think. And I'm going to ask, I preface that by saying, I think, the inflation rate, as was announced last week, has dropped to 3.1%. Not exactly where the Bank of Canada wants it to be, but we're getting there. Does this indicate that we may be headed towards either another freeze come December, I think December the 6th, when the Bank of Canada announces the interest rates, or maybe even a drop?
We're headed in the right direction, Ted. That's really what this is telling us. There's no such thing as a real quick fix in these matters. The regulators know it. So we're going to need more of these good news stories. Highly doubt we're going to get a drop this soon, but it's not my call. We'd love to have one. It'll help everyone. But it's really not looking that way if you listen to the guys that are in the know.
Now, for those people, for example, you know, who may not have a mortgage, but you might have a line of credit with the bank. When the interest rates are announced, when the drop does come into effect, how quick are the banks to lower the interest on, for example, a line of credit?
Typically, by the end of that month, Ted, the lender will drop the corresponding rate. The Bank of Canada rate announcements impact people that have mortgage products or debt instruments that are tied directly with the prime or the bank's posted rate. And mm-hmm. as that drops, so do the corresponding, let's call it, lines of credit or variable rate mortgages.
Right. Okay.
Jerome, are you seeing trends in people and how they're lending and how they're either refinancing or remortgaging? Are traditionally, you know, people maybe that have gone longer term, are they moving towards more short-term variable? Are they trying to set up a hybrid so that they don't get stuck with a high interest rate and maybe can benefit from some future drop?
Lots of people are trying to time the market, Colin. It's a great question. We're advising clients to take a more long-term conservative approach on their owner-occupied property. When you're dealing with the roof over your head, we really want you to have some stability so you know exactly what you're going to be dealing with for the next few years. Manage to your cash flow. Don't try, you know, our advice is don't gamble on things. So that's one thing we've learned over the last few years with the increases in the lending rates. Those that are in fixed rate mortgages have really benefited from that position.
So right now, if somebody comes to you, you're going to say to them, take a 5-year fixed, and that would be at what percent? 6.5, 7?
We're getting solutions today, Ted. As an example, we funded a 5-year fixed yesterday at 5.39%. If we look at the historical average from 1990 to today, the average mortgage interest rate in Canada is around 5.8%. So if we're in that range, and it depends upon your circumstances, how we qualify, what the lender solution looks like, but you're going to be in that range today. And quite frankly, you should be more focused on managing to your cash flow as opposed to, you know, to risking things on your house.
Do you think people have become a little bit more risky with their real estate investments? People looking for income property opportunities or flipping opportunities? Has that sort of that idea that the house isn't just a primary residence, but it's a piece of your financial planning, security or your retirement? Is that kind of overextended people?
There are two perspectives on this, Colin. It's a great couple of questions. One, people were lulled into a sense of static or stability on the variable rate mortgage front because we had so little movement for so long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a great learning experience for many people that took that direction, and they've basically been taught a lesson. The other side to that is the major metropolitan markets in Canada have had such an incredible appreciation in real estate that speculative investors had been rewarded with investment properties going up significantly. Well, if we look at the last year or so, and we see, as an example, you know, some of these metropolitan markets, say a condo, they really aren't seeing any appreciation. And in fact, they're seeing depreciation.
Yeah.
So if you chose a variable rate mortgage on an investment property, you are probably very cash flow negative. So we've seen the, I'll call it the worst of both worlds in real estate, depreciation slightly, and we've seen interest or borrowing costs increase dramatically. So anyway, it's been a good reset, and there are lots of takeaways, and we are advising people, if you're dealing with your owner-occupied place, let's not be gambling or risking things.
Sounds like a good plan, Jerome. Thank you for that update. You'll be back very soon to join us again on the Avoid Probate Show. Thanks for joining us today. How can the listeners reach you if they want more information about the services you provide?
Thanks, Jason. Listeners can reach us at www.themortgagetrail.com, or they can send us an email, info@themortgagetrail.com. We'll be happy to help them out.
All right.
Nice to chat with you.
We'll talk soon.
Gents, have a great day.
Bye for now.
All right, switching topics now. We welcome into the studio Carrie Armstrong. Welcome back, I should say.
Yeah.
She is with the Del Manor Aurora, where she is Community Relations Manager. It's good to see you again, Carrie. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm not as well as you, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us again, Carrie. It's nice to have you back in the studio. You've got some news. You know, it's been, like I said, at the top of the show, it's been about a year and a half, maybe a bit longer.
Yeah.
Right, since you were here last. Right. And I'll just remind the listeners, maybe back then, you know, you were representing Del Manor Aurora while it was under construction.
Correct.
And I think I told you, I know I said something about it at the time. I drive by once in a while. I don't live too far away, and it's kind of on my way sometimes when I'm doing things around town. And I was shocked at the size. Yeah. I said it was palatial.
Yeah.
And it was, and it wasn't even fully built.
No.
But I was blown away, and I was so impressed by the structure that I saw then. I haven't seen it lately.
Don't tell me, did it take your breath away when you saw it?
It did.
I thought so.
It did. When I turned the corner, because you got to go down the street, turn the corner a little bit, and I was like, holy cow, look at this place.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to live here?
I know.
So tell us. Tell us what's new.
So it's so great to be here again, because you're right, Jason. When I was here last, we were still under construction. Now we're very, very happy to say we're very open. We opened, our first resident moved in on the 14th of February of 22.
Oh,
so
boy.
We are well up and running, and it's been phenomenal. It is. It's like a boat cruise on land.
Yeah. What is the capacity once everybody's moved in?
Well, we have 242 suites in total. So if you take sort of the combination of couples and singles and, you know, well over $300 people, you know, when we're at full capacity, which we're getting close to now. We're not there yet, but we're very close to full capacity. So
is it on track in terms of sales targets? You know, you want to fill it, obviously.
It is.
And it will be filled eventually. There's no doubt about it.
100%. And we're working as hard as we possibly can. I mean, every day we're touring and like crazy. People are very curious about the community from around in the York region. They're all wanting to get in and see what this beautiful place is. So, yeah, we're on targets. And every day we're getting new residents coming in every day.
Yeah, Aurora just south of Newmarket, right off the highway.
I was going to say, and there are different, we should point this out, because some people think, well, I'm not ready to move into a senior's home, but there's different levels involved here.
I could expand on that, Ted, if you'd like, but anyway.
Yes,
absolutely. That's exactly what I want you to do.
Well, no, on the you being not ready. Anyway, well, I'd like to expand on the lifestyles if I could. So we've got three different lifestyle choices at Del Manor Aurora, one being the apartment style side, which is very new and very exciting to the industry, as well as up in York region, because it's an area of the community where people can move in and continue cooking. They've got full kitchens in those suites, and it's getting lots of interest because it's not something that you generally hear about. With retirement residences, so we've got.
It's like moving into a condo, but you've got all these other assets at your disposal.
Absolutely.
When I say assets, I mean
amenities.
Amenities is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that's okay. I knew that's the word you were trying to find, and that's true. So you do. It's like living in a condo with the added benefits of having this beautiful community and all these lovely amenities to take advantage of and, you know, all in one place and living with like people. So, you know, that makes a huge difference too. So
Now, do they have, for example, in that at that level, you still have access to medical assistance if needed, correct?
Living on the apartment side, you do not. It is very much similar to a condo in that respect. So there is no health and wellness internally that you have access to. But at the same time, if you need any, you can definitely get it from the outside to come in to support you. And that kind of leads, that kind of an interesting segue into the next lifestyle, because once you're in apartments and things get a little bit tougher for you in that regard, then the transition over to the next lifestyle, which is called independent living, is sort of the intention. I call it aging in style. Oh, do you like that? Lovely. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's nice. So that sort of leads us over to the next lifestyle, which is called independent living, which is full service, including all your meals, full access again to the community. But you're not doing any cooking for yourself, because now you've got these three lovely dining areas that you can choose from to dine, and that's all included.
So I have a question, backing up for a second here. When you go from apartment style to independent living. I mean, is there an assumption that you get the next available space? Because if you're at full capacity and I'm ready to transition, you know, and there's still other people who want to get their foot in the door, you know, for the first time, like... Yeah, is there some like sort of
advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is an advantage, definitely. And that's why when people are living in the apartments and they start to sense that, you know, this could be the time that they want to transition over, they have first access to suites.
You would think so.
Because they're living there already.
Right.
And not only that, but because they're comfortable in their apartment, they can start slowly coming on over and seeing suites as they become available. And that's where I come in to support them and help them seek out suites that are of interest to them. In advance of moving.
I see. Okay, so there's an advantage for sure.
Yeah.
And I guess, and there's a third...
There's a third lifestyle choice, which is called assisted living,
yeah.
And it's a designated area on our second floor of our community, and that's designed for people who need a little extra support physically. And it's sort of smaller spaces. You know, there's a dining room up there just for them, so it's easier access to get to some of these amenity spaces up on the second floor.
And same idea, like if I'm transitioning again from independent living to, what'd you call the third one?
Assisted living.
Assisted living. So, again, there's an advantage to already being a resident, right?
Absolutely. There is.
You know, you get first dibs.
Yeah, for sure. And we're trying to give those spaces to those people internally that want to transition first.
And getting back to the sales numbers, I guess, I mean, is it safe to say you're at the point now where there's almost, if somebody's interested... There's almost an urgency, right, for people who haven't signed up yet.
110%.
Maybe it's not that far down the road. Maybe next year. Maybe after the winter. Maybe come spring. Like whatever. If you think it's something you want to explore, because it's a finite number of apartments.
Yep.
Right. If you're interested in it, then.
Start getting on it, because we are moving very quickly and our suites are going fast. And if people are starting to think about it, you know, just come on in and tour with us and get an understanding at least of the community, and then get on a wait list if you need to, just so that we're aware of what you're looking for, and that we can start searching for you while you're sort of getting yourself together.
You said come on in, so you're going to be here for a few more minutes, but. Tell the listeners, how can they reach you if they want to come on in? What do they do?
So the best way to do it is to reach myself. I have two other ladies that I work with, so the three of us are working together. The best way is to reach me or my two other ladies at our main number, which is 905-503-9505. Or you can also email me at karmstrong@delmanor.com. That's another way to get me as well.
Okay, we'll give that contact info out again before the end of the show.
Yeah, good idea.
But I just thought we'd throw it out right now.
Yeah.
Ted, have you seen this place? You haven't been up to Aurora lately, have you?
I have not, but one of the things that I wanted to ask is people, as they age and they are in need of assisted living in varying degrees, they're also in many cases in need of transportation. Is that available for them?
So transportation, we've got an 18-seater Delmanor bus, and we do about two excursions a day on the bus. So in regards to getting to those places, like those regular runs to your Shoppers Drug Mart, your Metros of the World, your regular runs, you can easily be jumping on the bus to pick up anything you need if you get quite savvy and start looking at our calendar of events and checking off where you need to go every week. But in regards to private runs, then there are a lot of other services that can be picking you up and taking you to your appointments and things outside Delmanor that we can certainly support you with to do.
And does Delmanor arrange functions? Like, do you say, okay, well, listen, we're going to have an excursion to this place for this or this, and just throw it to the year, special events?
Yes. We've got, I mean, aside from those regular runs that are on there that can take our residents on the bus, we've got lots of events that we organize for them to go to, say, the CN Tower for dinner, or up to Stratford to see a play, or, you know, go to the Markham Theater to have a dinner and watch a show. So there's all kinds of...
Or stay home and enjoy a Robbie Burns supper.
Or do that too.
With live Highland dancers.
Exactly, so which is something else we do.
I can speak to that, Ted. You may remember, it's been a couple of years now, but my girls did participate at the Robbie Burns supper hosted at Delmanor, and they were part of the entertainment. They were the Highland dancers that day. Did I play the pipes? I can't remember. I think I did play the pipes.
Yeah. So this is another thing that Jason brings up. We've got so much going on internally inside the community for our residents. Tons of activities and entertainment and pub nights and, you know, big bands and choirs and all kinds of stuff that happen inside.
And that's what I was going to ask as well, because you mentioned that there are three dining facilities. So I guess, you know, casual, formal, and somewhere in between there. And you have a pub as well, right?
Yes, that's right, Ted. So we've got a pub, we've got a bistro, and we have a main dining room. And all of these three areas are accessible for our residents to dine in. So the nice thing is at Delmanor Aurora and any of our Delmanors, it's about choice. Our residents have lots of choice, and we also we have flex dining, so there's no sort of assigned times, assigned seating. So you really just come on down at the time that the dining rooms are open, and you choose where you'd like to dine that day.
All of that's making me very hungry. I think we should take a quick break here. I'm going to grab a sandwich. We'll come back with Carrie Armstrong from Delmanor Aurora and continue the conversation right after this quick break.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
A diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia for you or someone in your life can be challenging. You don't have to face it alone, especially when help and support are so close at hand. The Alzheimer's Society of Ontario can connect you with experts, education and care, valuable resources, and people who really want to help. Connect with us. The Alzheimer's Society of Ontario at ourconnectionsmatter.com.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
And good morning once again. A reminder to you that the information we provide in the program each week is for general consumption only. It's not intended to provide particular legal or investment advice. Every situation is different. So if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert. Or, of course, you can contact us where we have access to licensed experts via email. It's info@avoidprobate.ca. And toll free, the number to call is 1-844-667-7628. 1-844-667-7628. Mr.
Laidler. Thanks, Ted. We're still continuing our conversation with Carrie Armstrong, Community Relations Manager, Delmanor Aurora.
Good.
The latest flagship, right, Carrie?
Yes, this is their latest and our greatest and our biggest of all six communities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
did you have a big Grey Cup party at Delmanor last week?
We did. We had our residents were watching the game on the big screen. So,
That's cool.
That was fun. Yeah,
that was fun. I want to take a second here. It is the Avoid Probate Show. Before the break, you know, Carrie was talking about, well, the fact that it's not condo living. You know, she was comparing, it's just as if you're initially when you're getting the apartment style residence, it's like you're buying a condo and you're just doing your own thing, right, Carrie? But you've got amenities at your doorstep.
Yeah, well, actually, at Del Manor Aurora and any of our Del Manors, it is month to month rental, so you are living there month to month.
So if it's a condo situation, and you know, mom or dad pass away, the condo is part of the estate, and often it gets probated. I mean, we talk about the solutions to avoiding probate here on the Avoid Probate Show. It's the name of the show, and we can't avoid the probate on the condo using a bear trust, B-A-R-E, bear trust. It's funny, Ted, when we have our meetings, we offer no charge consultations. For listeners who want more information, call us at the number Ted gave you very slowly. Call us at that number. We'll set up a no charge consultation for you. And when I mentioned the bear trust, it's funny, Ted, lately people have been spelling it for me because they hear the show and they're like, yeah, I know, B-A-R-E. They said, you spell it all the time. Like, well, I guess that's true. So yeah, B-A-R-E trust is how we avoid the probate on a condo or a house or the cottage or any real estate. But here, right, at Del Manor, it's not a condo, as Carrie was saying. It's rental living. So let's assume mom or dad sold the house that they've been in for 30 or 40 or whatever number of years, and they've decided to transition. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Carrie. But I'm assuming that's what happens quite often. And so because you've sold the house, you got $1 million in your pocket or more. You got to put it somewhere. You cannot register $1 million. You can top up your TFSA for 20 grand or 50 grand or whatever room you have available in the TFSA. If you're over 71, you can't make an RSP contribution. So you're done. That's it. You can't register anything close to $1 million. It would go into what we call a non-registered account, normally at the bank, not always, like I keep saying, but you can't put a beneficiary on that money if it goes to the bank. That's the probate problem that we're solving. Call us. You know, when you're moving into Del Manor and you've got to do something with this money, I get it. You got to put it somewhere. We want to help you with that. We're going to put it at the insurance company instead of the bank so that you can name the kids, the church, Del Manor, whoever you want as a beneficiary, and it's going to avoid probate just by doing it. It's that simple. So you must, you know, I'm sure Carrie's seeing the situation on a regular basis where people are downsizing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Transitioning.
Yeah.
And good for them.
Yeah. Right?
And there's no shame in it, obviously. I hope I don't sound negative about it at all, because I envy these people. I mean, I've seen the place.
Yeah.
And I look at this, I'm like, yeah, who would not want to live here?
Yeah.
I mean, never mind in your old age. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. It's really, you know, it's funny you hit on that, Jason, is because it's really, it's a lifestyle, not an age. And everybody has a different idea of when they want to move into a community such as Del Manor, you know, because I really have a hard time putting an age on it. It truly is a lifestyle.
And is there an age limit or an age restriction? Like, do you have to be a certain age? Like, what if somebody retires at the age of 52 because they can, and they say, you know, this is a beautiful place, I'm going to move in here?
Well, it's an interesting point you make, Ted. I mean, it is a senior retirement residence. So anybody considering that sort of lifestyle at that age, generally there's something, you know, there's something going on there. We address it and we see what's going on. But at the end of the day, there is no age. It truly is a lifestyle that people make a choice about. So, yeah. But it is a senior retirement residence just the same.
Yeah. But it depends, I guess, on what your definition of seniors is, right?
Well, exactly. It can be.
I know people who are 50 who sound like they're 80.
Yeah.
People who are 80 who sound like they're 50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, for real. It's definitely a choice that people make at different stages of their lives.
And is it safe to assume that it's often people making the transition because they've lost their spouse?
Yes, that can happen. I mean, they do tend to sort of hold tight in their homes and sort of get organized and settled. And, you know, then the decision is let's do something else. Because at the end of the day, when they're living on their own, they've lost their spouse. Yeah. It's very lonely to be living in this big home alone. Yeah. And we always hope they make that choice sooner rather than later. Because, you know, a lot of people, what they do is they sort of hold tight at home a little bit too long. And then I'm not going to say it's too late, but it's just that they don't get a chance to take full advantage of everything that Del Manor has to offer. You know, a lot of people say to me when they're thinking about the lifestyle, they'll say, you know what, Carrie, I'm really not ready. Well, I like to look at that I like to understand what ready means, really, because at the end of the day, if I'll say, well, can you define not ready? Because to them, ready is when they're not well or when they're sick, and that's, you don't want that.
And I remember clearly last time you were in the studio having the same conversation, yeah. And you said, the way you phrased it last time, was you said, good, I want you to come when you're not ready.
Exactly.
Because then you can get the most out of there is to offer.
Yeah, because ready in their minds means they're not well. Not ready.
Feeble.
I want you to come to Del Manor when you're up and you're
thriving.
And you can take advantage of everything that has to be offered in that community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
From fitness to swimming in our beautiful swimming pool to getting into the gym and doing your workout to being able to come to the pub nights and enjoy a dance on the dance floor, you know, all those lovely things and all the fitness instructing that goes on.
I want to go to the pub night. Pub night open to the public?
Not for you, Jason.
Oh, if we bring my
everybody
bagpipes?
But you.
What if I bring my
okay,
bagpipes?
Well, that's different. You bring your bagpipes, we'll let you in.
Okay. Yep. All right, well, what else do you want the listeners to know about Del Manor and the fact that there's an urgency almost?
Yes, we really want you to reach out as soon as you can if you have any interest. And that's all it is, really. It's just a chance to put your foot in there, step inside, get a feel for the place. You know, as soon as you get that sort of curious question in your head as to what we're all about. And the best thing to do is to reach our main number, which is 905-503-9505. Again, 905-503-9505. And you can ask for Carrie Armstrong. And I work with two other lovely ladies, Kelly and Julie. And between the three of us, we'd be more than happy to help you.
Now, Jason's joking when he says, can I come to the pub? But for people who have children or grandchildren who might want to come visit.
Yeah, good point.
And let's say they're living in the assisted living where the meals are prepared for them. Can you bring family in and pay for their meals? Have them join you for dinner?
110%, Ted. I'm glad you hit on that.
Yeah,
it is a family-orientated community. We encourage family. We encourage friends to come, enjoy, have a bite in our dining rooms. We're pet-friendly, so that's always a lovely thing to be able to bring your pets and say hello. And yes, and you know, you can pay right on the spot if you'd like to come and join a family member, or they can treat you and put it on their bill for the end of the month. So,
are pets allowed if you're moving in as well?
Yes, we are pet friendly. Absolutely.
Excellent. Because for a lot of people, I mean, you know, male elderly people, especially when they're by themselves, I mean, that's family.
Oh, you know what? And they will hold tight. They will hold tight and stay home until that animal has come to the end of its life. So it's so nice to be able to say, you know, why do that? Like, come with your pet and start living.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great for the update. Thanks for coming into the studio again, Carrie. It's nice to have you here.
Yes.
We'll do it again sometime in the near future, maybe when you're at capacity and you want to give us another update for the listeners. I mean, it is definitely a lifestyle choice.
Yes.
Right? And there's no hiding the fact that seniors have to make these choices. It's all about aging in place, maybe, or you finally get to the point where, like you said, the house is too big.
Yes.
Or for whatever reason, or you're just ready for a change, or you're widowed or a widower, and it's just...
You need some social in your life and some good...
What is science saying about being social in your old age, right? I mean, there's all kinds of scientific evidence talking about how valuable and important it is to maintain mental health, physical health.
Absolutely.
Right? I don't have to tell you,
Those are the keys to success in your aging.
Okay. Well, Carrie Armstrong, were you going to say something, Ted?
I was just going to say, get Carrie to give us the
phone number one more time.
Sure. So the phone number to write into Del Manor Aurora is 905-503-9505. Again, 905-503-9505. And you can ask for Carrie Armstrong, Kelly Jones, or Julie Schuster. And one of three of us would be happy to help.
And a website?
And the website is www.delmanor.com, a wonderful website. I would encourage everyone to go on there first and just learn a little bit more about who we are and our wonderful lifestyles. And then by the time you get to us, you've educated yourself a little bit more. And we'd love to invite you in for a tour. And please remember, when you come in for a tour, you always get a lovely meal in one of our dining rooms.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's nice. And book the tour while you can before it's sold out.
I'd watch out because Jason would be coming for a tour every other day.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. We're going to change tax here and talk about the mailbag. Go to our ever popular, well, email bag. Ted, this week, it's a little different. I'm going to give us a shameless plug here because we got an email from a listener, of course. So we always get, they're obviously listeners who write in. Thank you, listeners, for taking the time to write to us with your thoughts, comments, questions. Again, I mean, I mentioned the consultations are no charge, no risk, no charge. You can email us. Ted gives out the info email. info@avoidprobate.ca is the email, as Ted said earlier. And we'd be happy to book a no-charge consultation with you and your adult children or your neighbor or your brother or your parents or whoever you want to be part of the meeting. It really is the more the merrier. More ears, the better. More eyes, the better. More questions, the better. Then everybody's on the same page. So speaking of the same page, Ted, I'm going to read this email that came in recently. Good morning, Jason. I've recently come across your podcast. Okay, so let me just clarify for the listeners. The podcast is just our way of describing the radio show after it airs on the radio. You know, we're here every Sunday morning, Zoomer Radio, AM 740 from 8 till 9, doing the Avoid Probate Show, Jason Layler with Ted Walsh. But after 9 o'clock, it becomes this thing called a podcast and becomes a digital copy of itself, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts. So this person, I guess, found it on a podcast somewhere. I recently come across your podcast and just wanted to drop a note to say how great I think it is. Such an important topic, and you do a wonderful job of explaining the various concepts simply and in a fun way, too. That must be for your benefit there, Ted, the fun guy. I'm in the industry, so share your zeal here. And then in brackets it says, I'm the head of the savings and retirement business at blank. I'm not going to name the financial institution that he's writing from, but that's very interesting. So somebody in the business who understands what we're talking about here goes on to say, however, we also share something else in common that I thought was pretty cool. I noticed the electronic pipes at the start of the show, and then I heard you mention that you're a piper. Me too, I've played for many years, much more so in my younger days in a few bands, and around the Highland Games and solo events. Anyway, just wanted to connect and let you know how much I enjoy the show. Keep it going. It's awesome. So there you go, Ted. I thought you should hear that. I thought the other listeners should hear that too. We got some fan mail once in a while, which is nice. It is very nice. So appreciate that. Take the time to write us. And, you know, if you've got questions, if you want if you need help reaching Carrie Armstrong at Del Manor, you know, you can call the toll-free number here as well if you didn't get the number that Carrie provided. Ted, what's going on with the podcast these days?
Author Kenneth Womack, who is considered to be a world-renowned authority on the Beatles, he's written a book called Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. Now, Mal Evans, most people would not know who Mal Evans was. He's no longer with us. Mal Evans used to be, at one point, was a bouncer at the Cavern, which is where the Beatles performed. And he met the Beatles there, ended up becoming a driver of theirs, ended up becoming, well, he was their roadie. He was a performer with them in studio. He did so many things with them, and he stuck with them right from the beginning, from when they were just starting off, until the demise of the Beatles. And he's got some fascinating stories. I mean, this guy was incredible. And he did literally everything for the Beatles. If there was a fifth Beatle and it wasn't George Martin, the producer, it would have been Mal Evans. And it's a tremendous story. And if you're a Beatle fan, you'll love it. Even if you're not, it's just...
Cool. I'm not the world's biggest Beatle fan, but I do like their music. Just want to clarify, when I asked you for the update on the podcast, I mean, I was just talking about podcasts. Ted's got his own podcast, of course. What's it, the Ted Walsh and Podcast? Is that what you call it, Ted?
That's it, Ted Walsh and Podcast, and it's available everywhere you find podcasts, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, you name it, it's all there. Or you can go to my website, which is www.tedwalshin.ca, and you can listen to all the past episodes that we've have in store for you as well.
Ted, did you ever get to see the Beatles live?
I did.
I saw
the Beatles on a Saturday afternoon in like 64, 65 at Maple Leaf Gardens. And once they brought the Beatles drum kit, the Ludwig drum kit from Ringo Starr onto the stage, after the opening act, which was a band called The Circle, and that would have been Mal Evans who brought the drum kit onto the stage. At that moment, from that moment until they walked off to the stage, it was nothing but women, young girls screaming. You could barely understand a word of what they were singing because it was all screaming. But it was incredible.
40,000 young women and a young Ted Walsh and screaming for an hour and a half nonstop.
I don't think I did a lot of screaming, probably a lot of cheering, though.
Yeah, cool.
It was incredible. Saturday afternoon at Maple Leaf Gardens and the Beatles.
All right, that's a cool story, Ted. We're going to wrap it up there for this week's episode of the Avoid Probate Show. Thanks to the listeners for joining us. If you're joining us for the first time, hopefully you'll join us again next week. We'll be back. We do it every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Got to say a few thank yous. Thank you to our guests, Debbie Stanley, Jerome Trail, Colin Gies joined us for a little while, briefly. Got to thank Ian, our new producer, for taking care of us on the other side of the glass. And, of course, Ted Walsh and myself, Jason Laidler. We will be back, Ted, next Sunday. Are you good for it?
I am good for it.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.